Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is your guy, Larry, and you just tuned into Larry's Biblecast. Now, this is a special Christmas edition. This is not the one that I play the Christmas songs, but I am doing a devotional on this one that is leading toward the day of Christmas. And so I want to kind of take this time to just, again, just give I guess an acknowledgement or recognition to the families that are out there. There's so many people right now that are having a tough time. We're not all enjoying Christmas. We're not all going out shopping and you know, having the enjoyment of the Christmas holiday season. We're definitely in a pandemic, but we are also in a financial time of hardship as well. People are really being stretched thin. I know the government is trying to do what it can and what its job to do. So I would have to go and you know, just let you know to pray for our government, pray for the leaders of our nation right now. Pray that they would make good decisions and pass laws and legislation that would help assist people that are having a hard time. And listen, you know, you as well as I probably either go to work or go to our destination places, whether it's a store or anything that we do, and we pass by people that are either homeless, they don't have a roof over their head. The street is their home. The bus stop, the bus shelter is the place where they lay down. The bus bench is their bed. And it's a really sad situation. I think that over time we almost get into the danger of letting it be so common that we see these things and it just becomes a part of, I don't know, the environment that we see, whether it's they become a part of the building, they become a part of the street. And to some of us, maybe they are a part of the street. But we need to do more examination of ourselves. We need to pray and ask the Lord to help us to see them as people. And we also need to pray and ask the Lord, what can we do, those of us that are fortunate? I'm not saying that you as an individual per se have to save the world, but I am saying that us as a collective, us that have it, that have what we need and have that things that we have, we need to go outside of ourselves and give some of the things that we have to those that are less fortunate, even if they are either on the street, whether we see them out there or we know people in shelters. You may know someone personally that may need help and assistance around this time of year. This is not always just because we enjoy the nice warm living room and the living space that we come home in with the Christmas tree, the fireplace and all that, the nice traditional things that we love to do. Just really put your heart out there toward people that are also in the midst of this rain or the snow or the cold weather that seems to happen around this time of year, and kind of reach out to them. When people are bad, I guess in one sense, we have to remember that we can't just look the other way. You know, we can't just look the other way. We can't just pretend like it's not there. We cannot pretend like, you know, well, that's what they get or whatever attitude that we could have. We need to really, you know, we really need to sincerely pray for them. Pray for them and also ask God. There's two things. I'm going to say this and we're going to get into the devotional. But we have to remember, and those of us, and I'm speaking specifically to the believer right now, you may have a good prayer. You may pray really effective, but it also means that we need to be praying that we can do something. You know, a lot of us get in this habit, I'll pray for you, but that's all we'll do. And I'm not saying, and I'm not trying to downplay prayer. I think prayer is very important. But a lot of times I also believe that there's times in our lives where God wants us to do something and be proactive. He's not always saying that we need to wait on God to do anything. God moves on your heart in different ways, just like he moves on my heart. And there's a lot of times where you'll see a situation or a circumstance and God will move on your heart to do something, because it takes all of us to help those that are in need. So I think that that's really important, not just around the holiday season. I know that sometimes it does have an effect, because we see the time of celebration of Christmas as well as the birth of Jesus Christ, but yet we still have these problems out in our real world. We have to take that and ask God, what can we do? And what can we continue to do? Not just once a year, but every single year, every time that you see someone that you know needs help, that is in need, that is in lack. We have to make it upon our own responsibility, our own decision to do something within our own power. Like I said, it's not about saving the world, but we can save the world altogether. We can save that neighborhood. We can save that community. In the area that I live in, I have never seen the amount of homeless people that are out on the street now. There is so much more than it was even when I was younger, living at home with my parents and stuff. There is so much more. So, if you see it like I see it, we also know God sees it. We also know that he as well is not pleased, and he's unhappy with it. So listen, let us be the feet of Jesus. Let us be the feet that goes and goes to the store and buy a little extra for someone. Let us be the hands that will help reach out to someone that needs help. Maybe you're the person that has an extra blanket. Maybe you have an extra food. Maybe you went to a fast food and got you something. Maybe you should get an extra something for that person that's out there. Don't always assume that they are meaning no good, or I'm not going to give them money because they're going to go drink. They're going to use it for drinking. That might be true. I'm not going to lie. That might be true. But maybe something that they need, some food, a cup of coffee near a Starbucks. Because look, I've seen homeless people even near Starbucks. We go right in because we're in a rush, we're in a hurry, we're trying to get to work, we ain't got time. We go in there, get our coffee, and then rush out, and that person's still there in the snow, or they're still out there in the cold and the rain. That person's going to stay there while we rushing off to our job where we got to go. And our attitude should never be, well, I got things to do. They just got to, they'll get it from somebody else. Somebody else to give it to them, and that might be true too, but it's your attitude. It's the attitude that we have. So I'm just going to say, help us to be more Christ-like. Help us to be, help our eyes to see what God sees, and let that penetrate. All right. I'll be right back, and we're going to start this devotional. Hey. So hopefully you guys are having a wonderful day. Like I said before, a good getting the Christmas gifts together, get things going. And let's get right into, excuse me, before I clear my throat. Let's get right into this devotional. It's a YouVersion devotional called Merry and Bright, Celebrating Christmas Every Day. And this is a really an appropriate time, of course, appropriate time of the year, but also the true meaning of Christmas, the true meaning of the holiday season, and also what we can do to celebrate celebrate the essence, I guess, the essence of Christmas. And let's just go right into what the YouVersion is talking about from that. And this is from the Bible app, too, just to let you know. The Bible app that's on your phone, you can download the Bible app. It's just a phenomenal app that you can use for your cell phone, whether it's your iPhone or Android phone, whether it's LG or Samsung or whatever you use. You can actually carry the Bible with you throughout the day and be able to swipe up and swipe left and open up the app and get God's word. Get God's word. How many know that it's important to fulfill your life, to fill your life with God's word every single day? You have to have like you take a multivitamin. You gotta have God's word like a multivitamin. You gotta take it every single day. The Bible tells us, or Jesus himself, when he was in the wilderness, he did say that man should not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we definitely want to make sure that the word of God is our daily regimen. It is our daily substance, right? We have to learn to live by the word of God. So let's get right into it. Get into this before I begin preaching to you guys. this is called Merry and Bright. And it's going to start off with a quote from Charles M. Schultz. And some of you may know who he is. He was, and he's already passed away, but he is the author or the creator of the Peanuts, you know, one of my favorite animated series or animated shows was the Peanuts, you know, Charlie Brown, Linus, Lucy, all the rest of them. And how many of you guys go or actually have seen or look for the it's a Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown. And I love that. I love that classic cartoon. And so, you know, this happens around this time of year. So definitely check that out. But anyways, he is saying a simple saying, something, simple quote that says Christmas is doing a little something extra for someone. OK, this is interesting. So we're going to get right into the devotional. Let's check it out. Christmas begins with Christ. It says exchanging and receiving gifts is one of the most popular Christmas traditions. Beginning sometime in early November, advertisements for that perfect gift, quote unquote, perfect gift begins. Matthew chapter 2 tells about the birth of Jesus. The wise men heard that Jesus was born and they went out to look for him. Now in Matthew chapter 2, verse 10, it says they were overjoyed. Okay, they were overjoyed when they found Jesus and they presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gift giving is honorable, generous, and says, "You were on my mind." We resemble our Heavenly Father when we offer gifts to others. It's normal and expected to give presents at Christmas time. But what if we were generous all the time? What if we gave a gift to a friend in April just because? What if we contributed to a friend or a cause in July? If we made giving a regular part of our lives, we might not have to focus so much on doing it during 1 month of the year. Maybe you're thinking that you don't have the money and to buy gifts and make donations all year long. Here are a few thoughts when it comes to giving. Now, you could do a gift card as a gift, or a gift is a gift. Excuse me. That was my mistake, guys. A gift is a gift. It says it means you were thinking of someone besides yourself. You might spend a little bit or a lot or maybe nothing at all. The amount isn't the point. The thought is, so be creative in the things that you want to give to someone, and don't wait until December. Give beyond a gift. Be generous. Being generous isn't just about a physical gift that we purchase at a store. It is about offering something to bless someone else. An act of service or a thoughtful word or are great ways to give. Now, every little bit helps. We often wait to give until the final 2 months of the year, but we can change that and become good at giving during the other 11 months. So maybe you can only give a little bit each month to that nonprofit you love, or you buy a few grocery items for a family in need. Any amount will make a difference. Life brings us ample opportunities to give and be a blessing to someone else. Whether we are helping the single mom with her children's clothes, donating to a nonprofit, or making someone's day with a simple gift, we get to imitate our Heavenly Father by being a gift giver. So here's some questions to reflect on. It says, do you consider yourself a generous person at Christmas? What about the rest of the year, though? And then there's another question we have for you. What is the one thing you can do to increase your giving spirit to last through the year? Those are some thoughts to reflect on and to consider. I do like the part where it says here that that we imitate our Heavenly Father when we give. Okay, when you're out there and you know you're in the midst of running your own errands and maybe coming from work. I know how it is because me and my family, we do the same thing. It's the hustle bustle. It's the rush. It's the, you know, hurry up, get home, or hurry up and before you get home, go to the grocery store or go to, you know, the cleaners or go to the parcel post, the UPS store or wherever the journey takes you. Our minds are just laser focused on that because the ultimate end goal is we're trying to get home. And through that commute, whether it's on the subway or whether it's on a BART train or whether it's in your car or Uber or bus, however you're getting from point A to point B, somewhere along the line, you're seeing people that are out there and they're in need, you know. And what does it do to you? Is it just like I said, it's just a part of the environment, part of a brick wall that you pass by on the way to where you're going, or are you even thinking about that at all? Does it enter your peripheral vision, or does it enter even your eyesight? You know, a lot of times we're so caught up in our own situation and problems, we don't really think about it, right? So we have to not take for granted that there are those around us that are in need. And also, let's be clear, too, that it's not just about them, but it's also about your family members. A lot of times we neglect one another. And this is something, and this is a time of year that even though some of us may give a gift to someone, they're still not feeling loved and they're still not feeling connected with you because of the fact that you know, you haven't done anything. You haven't made an attempt to contact them or be around them and around any part of the year. And then all of a sudden you come in as a temporary Santa Claus, so to speak. Santa Claus only comes and we only talk about Santa Claus once a year, right? For some of us, we shouldn't be that. We need to be more than just a once a year person. We need to be consistent. We need to be more like, you know, giving more or even our time and attention. It's not so much tangible things. It's not so much a thing where we're trying to, you know, buy your love. But it's also, you know, a gift could also be a gesture. It could be, you know, helping someone out with around the house. Your kids have an idea of helping their parents, and so this is a way to show them that they care and they've been thinking about you and they see how much they love you. And so allow them to do that. Allow them to help out around the house. Allow them to help clean the house. They want to do it, and allow them to do that. And a lot of times, you know, as young people, we need to be doing that anyway to help our parents. And, you know, if you honor your mother and father, if you honor your grandparents, guess what? God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you, okay? So listen, we're going to come right back. We're going to take a short little break. And we're going to continue on with this, with the Merry and Bright series. And we're going to see what the verses of this devotional say so far, okay? And hang in there. I'll be right back. Hey, so welcome right back. Welcome back to this series. And so let's get into the verse here as we are talking about giving and gift giving as far as, you know, giving gifts around this time of year. So there is a story that we can read out of Matthew chapter 2. And we're going to read through a few of these verses here up to from the first verse down to about the 11th verse. So we're going to read from verse 1 through 11 of the book of Matthew. And it says here, it says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. And about that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. Now in verse 3, it says, King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem, okay? He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, where is the Messiah supposed to be born? In verse 5, it says, in Bethlehem, in Judea, they said, and for this is what the prophets wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah. For a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people, Israel. Now, verse 7 says, then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too. After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests, and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And this is about the story of the birth of Christ. And we're seeing here where King Herod, you know, he had an ulterior motive. If you notice back in verse 3, King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, okay, as was everyone in Jerusalem. So, you know, this was a time where, you know, maybe people were excited and supposed to be excited about the fulfillment or the fulfillment of the Messiah actually being here. Remember, this was foretold in the Old Testament. So now here it is in their current time. And, you know, Jesus is here now. See, he came as a baby. And this is amazing. It really has always amazed me when I read the story about Jesus. So read the story about the baby Jesus, right? The infant that came into the world, intruded our timeline. Okay. Literally he kind of like busted in. And if for those of people that are out there that believe in aliens and they believe in UFOs and things like that, listen, Jesus Jesus was not from this world. Jesus was an alien, right? When you think about it, because he was not a part of this world. He was born in the world, but he was not of this world, right? So it's very important to understand that. It's very important to see that we're talking Jesus the Messiah, but we're also talking the Son of God. We're actually talking about God himself in true, God was coming in to the world's atmosphere, right? He came in to make a difference. And this is why Christmas is so important when it comes to the seasonal aspect, but it's also the spiritual aspect of it, because we have to understand that the greatest gift that God could ever give was his Son, Jesus Christ. That Jesus given to the world, the birth of Christ was a significant event that happened. And the thing that I love most about it is the fact that when this event happened, this was an event that was historical. There are historical evidence that this star that was seen by the wise men actually existed, and they can go back and they can research this and find out that this was considered a supernova event. This star it illuminated at a time that of no other time in history, and so this is what made one of the miraculous things about the birth of Christ that it was, okay? And this is amazing, just awesome and amazing to see the connections of where they were going. So we're going to go ahead, I'm going to take another short break, and we're going to come back to the next verse, and then after that we're going to close it out. All right. All right. So I'm back here. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to finish this last verse here. And four more days of this devotional. I've been falling really behind. Unfortunately, I've had so many things that has been kind of going on myself too as well. So, I mean, no bad things, just all good things, but just the business of a new schedule, the business of a new job as well. And God has been truly, honestly, he's been truly blessing me and my family. And like all of you, when you go through transitions, there are a lot of changes that happen, a lot of schedule changes and things like that. And that comes with it. But the blessings of the Lord have been phenomenal. And I can't complain. I can't complain at all, because God has been continually providing for us. He's been sustaining our finances. Our finances have been just awesome and just been wonderful. We've been getting blessing after blessing, and just wanted to kind of share that praise testimony about what's going on. But with that being said, yeah, you know, some of these devotions will be coming out a little bit later than I would have liked to have them come out, but I'm still committed to getting you some of the devotionals that I go through. And this is the Christmas edition of the devotionals that I do. Now, also for some of you that love Christmas music, that love the Christmas holiday music like I do, I also have a exclusive Christmas edition of the holiday music on Spotify. You're more than welcome to go on Spotify and check it out. Definitely want to share that with you all. But I will be, other than just doing that, I will also be doing the regular devotions starting for in the year 2022. We're almost at the close of 2021, Listen, whatever happened in 2021, it's what happened, and we're going to keep it pushing. I know that every year, at the beginning of every year, we always want to start off with a positive, and we always want to have hope, right? We want to have hope as to where we are going and what God will probably be doing in our lives, okay? So continue that, and I will be giving you guys a special episode when it comes to the beginning of another year. So stay tuned for that. So listen, without further ado, let's get into this next verse. And so this next verse is out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Let's see what it says. It says, remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get... Let's see. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. Now, this is very important. This is very important. You know, I've heard this read quite a bit in church, of course, during the time of offering and the time of giving. That's the one thing. But let's really kind of dive into this real quick. And in verse 7, it says, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. I've heard it different translations will say God loves a cheerful giver. And this is important. I think it's not so much what you do, but it's the heart issue. It is how you're giving, and it's what attitude that you have. Okay, and as we mentioned before, this episode has really been about giving. About from the time that I've started it and talked to you about the things that we see on the street, the people that we see out there, the conditions that they're in, you know, and then not to mention that we all also are financially strapped. Christmas is not always a good fun time for everybody, so we have to realize that. And so, you know, this here is an opportune time for those of you that said that look at this not as a obligation but an opportunity. And some of us enjoy giving. We enjoy going out of our way to do that special thing for someone, even a stranger that we don't know. So we have to see this just like it says here. For God loves a cheerful giver. He loves the attitude that a person has when they're given the opportunity to give. It's not so much, oh, here we go again, or man, they always ask for money. You know, so it is the way, it is what we had, and how we come at it, how we feel about giving. Listen, God would rather for you not to give if you can't give cheerfully. If your attitude is bad, he would rather for you to hold on to what you got. You ever have somebody in your life where, you know, if you had to tell them to do something, they, you know, and then they try to do it, you don't really want it. It's not from the heart. It's not sincere. They didn't really think about it automatically. It was just you had to remind them. You know, wives, I know some of you may have told your husbands about something and he either simply forgot or overlooked it or just didn't think about it. And that irritated you. So a lot of times, you know, we have to remember that when a person want to give, they give from the heart, they give from sincerity, they give from authenticity. If it's anything but that, it's just like it's an obligation. Oh, I gotta go do this. I gotta go give this person this, that, and the other. You know, if you can't give cheerfully, then you might as well hold on to it. Verse 6, when it says here, it says, remember this, he says, you know, this is something to remember. He says, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop, okay? And he goes on further to say, you must each decide in your heart how much to give. And he says, don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. Now listen, there's several things that we can pick from this verse, but one of the things that to remember is this. You know, some of us, we give, we supposed to not give to get. But I tell you this, a lot of times when we give not just small but sparingly, or knowing that we have more to give, knowing that we have the capacity to give more. Okay, I'm not saying that you give until you can't supply your own needs or fulfill your own obligations. Listen, just like it's bad to be a gambler and go out and spend up all your money gambling at a casino, or spending up all your money on things that you shouldn't spend it on to where you're broke, this is the same thing it is with giving. Listen, whether you're in church or whether you feel like you're an obligation to give, listen, if you don't have it to give, then don't give. If you don't have it and have enough to where you're not going to hurt yourself, then guess what? Don't give. Now, I'm going to tell you this. This is my disclaimer for those of you that may have heard that. Listen, there are times where God will encourage you by the Holy Spirit to give something. And even though you feel like this is a challenge or this is a sacrifice, that means that God has something bigger in store for you. And it's not going to take very long. He already has the increase that he's going to give you, and it's not going to take long. You see, because if you did something and gave when you should have been giving for the PG&E bill, the light bill, the gas bill, the food bill, the grocery bill, right? The rent. Listen, if you are the type of person that is an impulsive giver, like an impulsive buyer, what happens is that you'll give and then you'll put yourself in a bad situation. So I want to appeal to some of you, because some of you may go from one extreme to the other. Some people may feel like, well, I'm just going to give because God's going to bless me. That's true. But you also be led by this Holy Spirit. Be led by the Lord. Okay, a lot of times we do things and we expect God to bail us out because we put our own self in that situation. God didn't tell you to do that, so you gotta remember that. So I say this on giving. Giving is the most wonderful thing to do. There is a verse in the Bible that Jesus said that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Now, for a long time, it didn't hit my mind in the way it was supposed to. In other words, I didn't get the revelation behind it. So as I got older and the more I've read this verse, I begin to understand why it was more blessed to give than to receive. Listen, if you are in line at a grocery store, I give you this example. And just say, for instance, a person that has groceries and maybe they are having a hard time. You don't know their situation or their financial situation, but the Lord has put it on your heart to pay for their entire groceries. Maybe their groceries come to about $100, $150, maybe $200, but the Lord has placed it on your heart to pay for their groceries. And I'm going to show you something, because this verse is really true when it comes to that. He says it is more blessed to give than to receive. That means that if the Lord has blessed you phenomenally, like with more than enough, with abundance, right? Which is should be most of us. Listen, when we in line at the grocery store and there is somebody that is lack, that has need, that maybe they do have enough, but they would rather use that money for something else, maybe to pay a light bill, maybe to pay some rent, whatever the case is. Listen, I've been in this situation before where I had to be late on my rent in order to get groceries. How many of you have done that? How many of you have been in that situation? And we know what it's like to barely get by, or to live paycheck to paycheck, or whatever it is, right? Like they say, rob Peter to pay Paul. But listen, in this situation, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Because a lot of times when we're receiving, think of it the same situation. That person is receiving from you. That person, not to say that they're not blessed, it's just the fact that they're not in that space right now where they can be a blessing. You are in the space of to be able to be a blessing to someone. If God has given you that opportunity, God has given you that place, that gift to be a blessing, then why not take advantage? Because guess what? When you are being a blessing to someone, God is going to bless you to be a blessing to even more. And this is the reason why. This is the revelation that I've gotten from that verse. She says, it says that I desire, I mean, your, in other words, it is more blessed. I'm sorry. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Because the blessing is connected to your giving. See? And God wants to continue to use me just like he wants to continue to use you to continue to bless other people. We cannot be in lack because the Lord needs to use you and the Lord needs to use me. So listen, I hope you enjoyed this this episode, this edition of Merry and Bright, right? I think that this is a phenomenal little series here. I hope that you all are enjoying your Christmas holiday as it is it's approaching, and whatever gifts that you are getting your family and your friends, your children, your husbands, your wives, make sure that you are also looking for opportunities to give to someone else, help somebody out there that are less fortunate. There's plenty of them. There's plenty of people that are less fortunate. There's plenty of people that are in a bad situations and they're not having a good Christmas. So I want you all to make sure that you're looking on purpose, intentionally, for someone that is in need. All right. All right. Be blessed, everybody. I will be talking to you soon. God bless you and your family. And if in case I don't hear from you again, or you don't hear from me, I'm sorry. Have a wonderful and awesome Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Be safe and enjoy yourselves. I'll be talking to you soon. God bless you.